Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Chicago's hottest country, US 99. We're going to be doing it all day. Kenny Chesney tickets and the 50s and then 12K a day. So we're just minutes away. How about 9 minutes to be exact? 8:15. We want to throw $1,000 in your pocket.
Yeah, but, you know, we all share a floor here. So we're, you know, we're on US 99 and there's a lot of staff members that work for US 99. There's XRT is also on the same floor. You know, B96, The Score, they're downstairs. We share a lot of things, and including a jock lounge and a microwave.
Yeah, like a little kitchenette. There's a fridge, there's a pop machine. You can grab some chips and candy and stuff like that. But yeah, there's a microwave, there's a sink, there's some cabinets with like spoons and plastic forks and stuff like that, just in case if you need it. Well, we opened up the microwave this morning, and I don't know what happened in there or if it's been like this for a long time, but that hands down is worse than like a frat house at a college campus or something like that. That microwave is disgusting looking.
Yeah, so we got to think in 312-946-4995. I'm sure we're not the only company that has some gross things that happen at work. Ours is the microwave, but like, you know, what is yours, right?
Yeah, so we got Nicole on the phone from South Elgin. Tell us.
They wash their feet in the sink in the bathroom.
What?
Right?
Now, why are they getting so dirty? Where do you work?
I don't know. I work in an office, so you would think that people would have clean feet, right?
So do they not have a shower at home? Why are they throwing their feet in the sink?
Dude, I have no idea. I don't know.
Like, if you worked at a winery and like you're actually stomping on grapes, you know,
exactly.
I kind of get it. Or construction, you're in the mud all day.
Right.
You work in an office. How are these feet getting that dirty where this person has to put them in the bathroom sink?
Don't know.
Maybe they're so like Drake White, that smoke out over the weekend. Maybe they just walk around barefoot to work.
Maybe. That might be it. Maybe they're not wearing shoes. I don't know.
And then do you have to use the sink after this employee?
I don't use that one. There's a couple different sinks in the bathroom.
That's right, why they have multiple sinks in every bathroom. In case someone sinks their feet in one of them, the other one's good to go.
We should do that as a joke. When we see someone in the bathroom, just take our shoes and socks off and throw our feet in the sink.
Please do. Let me know how that goes.
We're about 3.5 minutes away before we are going to be giving you $1,000. Good morning, it's US 99. And if you do win that $1,000, can you hire someone to come clean the microwave at our US 99 studio, our kitchenette here? We got a little like kitchen with a fridge and a sink, and everybody's able to that works on this floor to use it. But the microwave, I don't know, something blew up in it, or I don't know if it's just been this dirty, but it looks like no one has cleaned that thing since we bought it.
Yeah, I mean, you can see the picture and the video up on our US 99 Facebook page, and I'm sure we're not the only company that has some gross things that happen. 312-946-4995. Good morning to Mary from Shanahan. What's that gross thing at your job?
Ladies who go to the washroom and don't wash their hands when they leave.
Oh, you know, I see people all the time that literally, like, they sneak out of the bathroom without washing their hands. I don't understand. It takes 2 seconds.
Right, exactly. And you know it because you hear them leave without turning the water on.
Yeah, and then you look at them later and you're like, ew, you're gross.
Well, you don't know who they are. Maybe by their shoes. You might know.
Oh, but you're the one who creeps? You look underneath, like, the stall to see who's next to you?
No.
No, Mary, you're lying.
That's why I insist on pounding everybody's fist, because you just never know where those hands have been.
Hey, that's a good practice.
Good morning, it's US 99, Styles and Roman. We have Allie on the phone from Orland Park. What's some craziness, some gross stuff that happens at your job?
One of my coworkers will leave his coffee mug out for like days on end, and if there's coffee still in it, he will just microwave it and
yes.
Make it like.
That's what us guys do, though. We don't care, right? Come on.
It's disgusting.
It's going to get up to about 85 degrees once again, the high later on this afternoon, and we're about 25 minutes away. Good morning, it's US 99. How about 850? Have you ever seen Kenny Chesney? How about Thomas Rhett, Old Dominion? Well, you can see all three because they are going to be there at Soldier Field 9 days away, and we want you to be there as well.
We do. So here's the deal. We this morning saw our US 99 microwave, and it is disgusting on the inside. And if you want to see it for yourself, you can see it right now on our US 99. 99 Facebook page. And
you're being nice by saying it's disgusting. Like, there's stuff growing on there, I think, from like 7 years ago. It's absolutely the worst thing. I wouldn't even put anything in there. Warm up my food, even if it's in a container. No way am I going near that microwave.
The thing about it, too, is that we are all fully capable to clean it, but everyone pushes it off to the next person. Maybe we all think that there's somebody who does that for a job, and they haven't done that job, because clearly, if you go to our US 99 Facebook page, you will notice that it is disgusting. But it's not only our office. It happens all over the place. Good morning, Nicole from Carol Stream. What was gross at your workplace?
The place where I used to intern, there was a lady that would clip all of her nails at her desk. It was all cubicles, so everybody heard it.
Did you say clip her toenails?
Yes, and you'd hear her filing her nails.
Every once in a while, we'll find nails on the board and on the desk over here. It's so gross. Like, just do that stuff at home.
Yeah, it's definitely disgusting, and you're in cubicles, so everybody hears everything. So people could just, like, maybe not do that.
The only thing grosser would be if they were, like, biting their own toenails.
Ew.
That's a flexible person right there, by the way.
Oh, gosh. If somebody did that, there's a real problem.
Hey, it's Drew Walker from...
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.